Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
More than a third of homeless people have been sexually assaulted and more than half sexually harassed. Well, that's according to a new study published today by Inner City Helping Homeless. Their research team interviewed 100 homeless people in Dublin last year, and the survey documents the lonely and dangerous realities for those in Dublin's homeless population. Drive Time's Della Kilroy has this report.
I was let down by the system. I was abused from a young age and turned to drugs. I was sold to men, drugged and put on the streets.
I had to leave my family home when I came out. I had to leave the town I lived in because there was no services available to me.
They're the experiences of some of the 100 homeless people interviewed for the Empowerment to Rights study, a new report carried out by the BABS Empowerment Project, a free listening service provided through Inner City Helping Homeless. Of those surveyed, 87% said their mental health had deteriorated, while 98% did not feel safe in homelessness. Will Cummins is founder of the BABS Project.
So we've spoken to people who were rough sleeping, we've spoken to people in family hubs, we've spoken to people in single accommodation, and the issues that we came across was mental health, that the barriers behind going and talking about mental health is huge, and it's all over the report. It's medication-based led and no listening or understanding of the issues. We've huge issues with LGBT. People are not being understood and there is no place for them to go where they feel safe. And then the unaccompanied mother, they feel that it's just overwhelming for them. One woman put it, she's like a hamster on a wheel. She's just running around.
98 of the 100 people you spoke to were found not to have any official exit plan. What impact did that have on them in terms of their own mental health?
They tell us that they've no hope. It takes away from their personality. It takes everything away from them. They can't make friends. They can't plan a life. They're just existing as opposed to living.
What did you find about people's willingness to engage with the services they were using?
People have a real fear of engaging with services. We have people that say, I had a key worker, but then that key worker left and I didn't know who to go to. Complaints about everything. There's a huge fear around losing their beds, losing their placement, and being victimised then by the system. And that's what we're being told from the streets. So I would actually like to investigate that. I would like that to be investigated and for a full report to be done on that.
CEO of the charity Inner City Helping Homelessness is Councillor Anthony Flynn.
I suppose, look, we've tried to adapt in terms of some of the information that that has been provided to us and from the report. 54% of individuals that can't access basic showering facilities, a third of those that have been interviewed have stated that they experienced some form of sexual assault within homeless services as well. You know, this is all shocking, and what we need to do is take a positive from this. We need to now sit down in a format with the DRHE, and we need to ensure the complaints and what has been mentioned within this report are dealt with.
You're launching the study and the survey here outside the Dáil, outside Leinster House today. What are you calling for from the government now?
The DRHE are the most primary functional body that we need to engage with in regard to any systemic change coming from this report. But, you know, the Minister in particular needs to look at this report. He needs to, you know, see exactly what's gone wrong within services. A lot of the, I suppose, ways of changing what have happened are very, very simple, you know, needs and responses. We have to look at our service provision, our service providers, what we're doing right and what we're doing wrong, and change the model, you know, that has been provided over the last number of years.
For 42-year-old Asha, she's been in and out of homeless services since she was a teenager. She became homeless again last year when she lost her job because of the pandemic. She helped carry out some of the interviews for the new homeless study.
I ended up in homelessness at 17 because of family problems. I suppose I don't have a support system. So I've always been extremely vulnerable. Last year when I became homeless, it was because of the pandemic. I was working as a chef. I was staying with somebody else and I was paying half the rent, but it was just impossible in a lockdown. I've been in other hostels, the ones I was in before last year. Ooh, in 2018, I was in a hostel and yeah, it was terrifying. I was on the night bus, so that means I could only go in at 10. It was very frightening and very scary, and I saw some really dark stuff that I just wouldn't be able to say, you know?
You took part in the report published today and you helped with interviews for people. Was there anything that surprised
or shocked you?
All of it. I met a 17-year-old, and initially she was really aggressive, and then I found out that she'd had her period. And so her clothes were all bloody, and she was hiding them with a sleeping bag around her, and it was her birthday that night, and she was just in complete despair. I remember being that age and being homeless. Now, I was able to get a job straight away, go into a youth hostel straight away, but that wasn't available. She couldn't even go into a bathroom and wash herself.
You found a place and you've been in a new place for the last week. What difference has that made for you?
It's great, but it's a help placement. I feel like I'm on a merry-go-round because I'm like, oh, but how long? Oh, like, I shouldn't have to know the drill. There should be housing that is affordable and sustainable.
It was Adela Kilroy reporting there.